Today is Tuesday, July 8th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Raspberry Day. It's also Cow Appreciation Day, National Freezer Pop Day, and National Chocolate with Almonds Day. Now, you're saying to yourself right now, Adam, this is a repeat of yesterday's, and you would be correct. So yesterday, I'm not going to go back and correct yesterday's because yesterday has already occurred, but I'll tell you, let's just go back to Monday and I'll rectify the situation. Monday was National Koi Day, National Day of Rock and Roll, National Macaroni Day, and National Strawberry Sundae Day. So here's what happened. Normally, like you guys know, I record the day before. But this week, I just didn't feel like recording on Sunday. I recorded on Monday, but when I opened up the calendar that I use, I did what I always do, and I pulled up the calendar for the next day, which was today. So all I could do was repeat them, because it is what it, I can't make up new ones. But there you go. So you can celebrate both yesterday's and today. And that'll solve everything. It'll solve the world's problems. So we had a weekend, and just to cover that really quickly, we were traveling back from Scotland, so we made it. We made it back without any hitches, but I was a little bit worried. So we got our flight, so we drove from Glasgow to Edinburgh, because we ended up in Glasgow for our last night of the trip, and we drove from Glasgow to Edinburgh in the morning. And I'll just say, this trip, we had no close calls, no nothing with the driving. The driving went fine, but it was so nerve-wracking driving. Driving on the left-hand side of the road, whenever you're used to driving on the right, is just a mindfuck. And on top of that, they have all of these roundabouts everywhere, and we just don't have a lot of, we're getting more roundabouts in my area, but we don't have a lot. And so learning which lane you need to be in for which exit on the roundabout, and they don't all just have four, some of them have five or six or seven exits, and you got to figure out which lane you need to be in, and can you change lanes? Some of them have stoplights, some of them don't have stoplights. And then on top of the roundabout situation in the Isle of Skye, which I'll talk about when we get to that, the roads are super narrow. And for whatever reason, because I'm used to driving on the right, because I live in the U.S., I was having trouble keeping the car in the center of the lane. Because the driver's seat's on the other side, you're driving on the left, it's just your eyeballs feel weird, you just don't know where to look. It was very stressful. And so I don't know if I'm ever going to want to drive again in a situation where we're in a foreign country. Canada, I think I could do. The U.S. I can do. So if we go to visiting states and stuff like that. Any other country, if they drive on the right, maybe, but even then, because their speed limit signs are different, it just so much difference. And I was so nervous, but it was the last drive. So we drove in to Edinburgh, no problems. Pulled in. I did miss my directions to the rental car return were wrong. So I pulled into this weird parking lot by mistake. So Mark had to put in directions to the rental car return on his phone and lead me to it. But other than that, there were no problems getting back to the hotel. I was able to put a gas station in that was close to the airport. So I filled up with gas before returning. So all that worked fine. Got to the airport in plenty of time. We had a couple of hours. So we had a little snacky snack at Burger King. And we had had the breakfast at our hotel. And it was a full English breakfast. They had eggs and, well, not full. They had eggs and hash browns and bacon, I think. And then they had a bunch of fruit and granola and yogurt and stuff like that. But I don't get hungry when I first wake up. I just don't get hungry when I first wake up. So I had a very small breakfast, just a tiny, like one hash brown, one little tiny scoop of egg, and one piece of bacon or something. It was, so I was hungry. By the time we got to the airport, I had exerted all of this energy driving because, again, so much stress trying to drive on the left-hand side of the road, but did make it back. And so we got to the airport, had a little Burger King for a little snack. We just shared a sandwich and a small fry together. And actually, the chicken sandwiches at Burger King are not bad. I would eat the chicken sandwiches. I don't enjoy the burgers there, as we know, because they are flame grilled. And I still argue that I think it's a chemical liquid smoke situation that they're treating them with, because it doesn't just taste like it was cooked over a fire. Now, maybe it's because it's a gas flame. And so maybe the gas is contributing some flavor. I don't know, but I just don't feel like it's, I just don't feel like it's giving much good flavor. I feel like it's a nasty chemically smoke flavor. It's not great, but their chicken sandwich was good. I enjoyed it. So we did that and we waited for the airplane to take off. We had a gate change, but no big deal there. We changed gates. And no issues there. Our first place that we landed was in Washington. And we had given ourselves 2 hours to do this because it's an entry into the US. And so Mark has global entry, but I don't. I need to get off my butt and schedule global entry because I get there and the line was so long. And we only had, at this point, we only had, not even, I think we had an hour. Maybe we were a little late getting in, I can't remember. But anyway, we only had an hour for whatever reason. And the line was super long. Well, Mark has global entry. He went right through. It took him less than 5 minutes. But the line was, if I had waited in line, well, they have this thing called mobile passport control, MPC. Which I should have known about, but I had forgotten. And so I was able to, because there's no way I was going to make it in this line. But I was able to download the MPC app on my phone, fill out the return form on my phone, take a horrible picture of myself, because I had been flying for 8 hours, and change lines to this MPC line. And it was empty. So I got in the MPC line. They said, nothing really. They just said, hey, welcome back. And I was able to go through. I was still concerned because you have to do this stupid thing where you have to take your luggage. They have a luggage carousel. You have to grab your luggage off the luggage carousel. You have to carry it through this immigration point, but nothing happens. No one's inspecting it or anything like that. You just have to pull it through and then put it on another one. Now, why they can't do that, I don't know. Maybe it's because maybe if you do declare something and they need to inspect your luggage, they require you to be present. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure somebody knows the answer to that who travels a lot internationally, but I don't know the answer to it. But it seems ridiculous to me that you have to pull this thing off. Then get through that. Bottom line, we made it to our airplane. Got on that one. We went Washington to Chicago. So we flew from Edinburgh to Washington IAD. Then we flew from Washington to Chicago because we're trying to do cheap flights, right? Then finally, we have our flight from Chicago to Arkansas. And all of them went fine. There were no problems. Now, that is not what happened going to our vacation. So scrolling back, we left on Friday and we fly to Chicago. And we decided to get the United Lounge because we had a 4-hour layover in Chicago. From Chicago, we were supposed to be flying into New Jersey. Well, there was a delay, and we don't even know why. They were having a backup in New Jersey, and so they were not letting flights in. Well, they kept doing that thing where it's delayed a little bit more. And it finally got delayed so much that we were going to miss our flight to, because we were going from New Jersey to Edinburgh. Well, we missed our flight to Edinburgh. They did not have another flight to Edinburgh until the following evening at 8 p.m. So we had to rent a hotel room in New Jersey, spend the night, and spend an extra 24 hours in New Jersey. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.